it's a Friday, and we have many subtitles for a segment like this: the SMH, the SMDH, WTF, why the face, or just, I always like to say, it's people in the world of sports who still don't get that there's audio, video, and digital footprints. Just say what we want, and just tomorrow will come, and everything will be forgotten, or not. It's called the Crunch Time Toolshed, and before we roll out our nominees, we need to bring on our proprietor and open said Crunch Time Toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
You know, I'm starting to feel like our own version of Groundhog Day, so let's start with Rick Pitino. You know, I'm starting to think we should refer to him as Lance Armstrong Light, you know, regardless of facts or evidence or the fact no one but he and whatever sheep still buy this guy, go on the defense, never admit being wrong. Go after people, you know, despite the fact he lost his job over this ever-growing scandal, and the paper trail shows he got about 95% of the Adidas money targeted for Louisville and more. He is Danny Defiant, same guy caught having sex in public with a crazy person who was not his wife, same guy whose program was busted for providing ladies of the evening for players. 7 weeks after that, the story broke of another of his assistants caught on tape, blah, blah, blah. We've heard the details. And like a brilliant tweet said, no one has ever had more success knowing absolutely nothing. No sale, Ricky. See no evil, hear no evil. Be really evil. Next, a blast from the past, Mr. Media himself. How about Marshawn Lynch? Look, a lot of you, especially the sad little 12s and now Raider fans, love this guy. I always thought he's just a phony and a hypocrite and a selfish fraud. He has that the self-control and maturity of, well, Rasheed Wallace. So he's back in the NFL with the Raiders. Not exactly beast mode anymore. He's got maybe 10 carries a game. Hasn't had a run longer than 15 yards all season. And last night pulled the NFL version of leaving the bench for a fight. Went after a buddy of his, by the way, who's also an Oaktowner, Marcus Peters, after a dude on the Chiefs kind of cheap shot at Derek Carr, then not only bumped a ref, grabbed an official, got tossed, will definitely get fined, hopefully suspended like four games. But, you know, it's Marshawn Lynch. It's probably the fault of the media. Marshy, Marshy, Marshy. Number three, to a couple of media guys and to Patrick Beverley. You know, everybody ripping into Lonzo Ball, the Laker rookie, whose career is now all of 29 minutes old. And sure, they got popped by the Clippers. And yup, he couldn't hit a bull in the face with a handful of rice. It's a game. It's one game. And sure, he's an easy target. But it's his dad saying this thing when a supposed grown-up like LeVar has to live vicariously through his child. You know, you idiot. Basically screams at the ref during a Pop Warner game. And by the way, after the game, Daddy 15 Minutes made it all about him, but that's besides the point. It's October 20th. This kid doesn't even turn 20 until next week. And, you know, Carmelo Anthony ended up one of the elite scorers in NBA history. You know, he was also a one-and-done guy after he led the Cuse to a natty in 2003. Back and look at the box score from his debut 14 years ago, 4 of 15 from the floor. This just in, this is the NBA. It ain't in the murals. It's pretty hard. Get a grip, people. I got to tell you, this guy, I'm thinking he might be up for honorary proprietor with Alex Rodriguez, but how about Skip Bayless? Is Bayless like the least credible person in sports history? Does he like now only give opinions or send out tweets he thinks he'll get a rise out of people or get clicks or to play contrarian? You know, if you sit across from him on TV or the radio and say, you know, Skip, I think air is necessary to breathe and win football games. I guarantee he starts bringing up amphibians or scuba gear just to be completely different. Immediately after that gruesome injury suffered by the Celtics' Gordon Hayward, he decided it was time to make it about him and his laughable takes on LeBron James. So the tweet was, if Gordon Hayward is gone, maybe for the season, LeBron's path to losing a sixth final is even easier. I mean, beyond classless, it's heartless. Actually, it's Bayless. Same clown still pitching Tebow as an NFL quarterback. Same dope who said the Texans would forever regret not taking Johnny Manziel, or that the right move is Josh Freeman over Cam Newton. And, of course, his Hall of Fame idiocy, Derek Fisher will be a much better head coach in the NBA than, wait for it, Steve Kerr. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, Marshawn Lynch is an idiot. Rick Pitino's an idiot. Patrick Beverley and the overreactors are kind of knuckleheads. I'm just feeling Skip Bayless is our latest inductee into the Crunch Time tool shed. So with that, what do you say we go ahead and now close the Crunch Time tool shed?
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.